All right, guys, you've been chomping at the bit. You want to talk some sports, huh? What's going on?
There's a lot going on.
Well, Steve asked you guys a question off the air, too. What's going on?
Well, you know, Steve asked us if we could have anybody's game that's in the NBA, who would we
ball.
Have?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
Who would you want to be? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm headed toward light skin. I'm Curry, you know.
You head toward light. You here. You there.
You are. Okay.
If I could ball, man, if like right now, if I had a game, because I think that's who I am when I'm playing anyway. Uh-huh. Dwayne Wade. I would have to beat Dwayne Wade.
Okay. Really?
I've always liked his game.
His game is nice, man. It's effortless.
What about you, Steve?
Russell Westbrook.
He lightning speed.
Oklahoma.
Dog, triple-double. He involved in the game. He's scoring, assisting, and he getting double rebounds. 40 of them in a season, he balling. He balling in every aspect of the game.
Yeah.
He trying to help his team. I love, and his motor, man. Good Lord. That boy's motor, man. It's nonstop, 48 minutes.
No one said LeBron.
Mm. Oh, I mean, come on. He's the greatest basketball player on the planet.
Yeah, but his game. Yeah. I mean,
oh, okay. That's too obvious.
His style.
He too tall for me.
You got that right.
Damn.
How dare you say that after St. Patty's Day?
Carlos said, you got that right.
His
socks up by his knee one time. Tommy, you couldn't have got up there and got him down.
Way too tall for me, Carlos.
Little Tommy said, pull my socks down.
We needed a ladder.
So, okay, so who's going to the playoffs? What's
Houston is in the playoffs, baby. Well, that's what we do know. I think we were number three.
Yeah, of course. I'm for the Rockets.
And I hate to say I told you so, but I said at the beginning, before LeBron ever went to L.A.,
oh, I know what you're gonna say.
I said the worst place he could possibly go is Los Angeles.
Well, Magic didn't think so. Our friend and family member, Magic Johnson, Irvin.
Yeah, but it's not the best for – I didn't like the move for LeBron in terms of his basketball legacy.
Because
I didn't think he could finish it off the right way.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has been in, is it 6 or 8 of the last finals?
Question. 7.
Uh-huh. 7 of the last finals?
7 of the last 8 finals?
Between 6 and 8. He's been in the finals every year. I knew he wasn't going to get into the playoffs with Los Angeles. It's just what I thought. Now, I didn't know he was going to get hurt. And, Lord, I didn't wish that on him. But I just didn't see it anyway with the team. And I just think for business, probably the great move. But for basketball, I just didn't like it for him, man. I would have loved to have seen him go to Philly. And I think in Philly, man, them boys would be building something special.
Mm.
I just did not see. Now, I knew he wasn't going to go to Milwaukee because I don't know if they got the money up there. But that boy, the freak,
that
the Greek.
Oh, man.
But right after that, I said he should go to Houston.
Well, Steve, did you think the Lakers wouldn't make it to the playoffs even?
I thought they'd have made it to the playoffs. Yeah. I actually did.
I wasn't really seeing that much. I never really. If LeBron had stayed healthy, probably so.
17 games without him was kind of.
But then they lost the rhythm they had built, and they couldn't. They never got it back.
No.
Good luck, Laker fans. Good luck. Good luck.
Wow.
They are.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.